following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Fridays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Van Andel Arena and DeVos Performance Hall in downtown Grand Rapids. And on Saturday, October 8th, you can see Jason Aldean at Van Andel Arena. Get your tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Tuesday, October 18th, Carrie Underwood at Van Andel Arena in downtown GR. Tickets on sale at AXS.com. October 23rd, Torn Wells at DeVos Performance Hall. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. October 25th, Peppa Pig's Adventure at DeVos Performance Hall. Those tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And October 28th, Celebrating Billy Joel, a tribute show. Those tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. And October 29th, the Royal Comedy Tour at Van Andel Arena. Get your tickets now at the usual ticket outlets at Ticketmaster.com and AXS.com. And Fridays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by Van Andel Arena and DeVos Performance Hall and DeVos Place in downtown GR.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number three on a football, baseball, and Draymond Green, Jordan Poole video Friday. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. In a few minutes, you'll hear my conversation with new Tigers president Scotty Harris about where the team's at now, the offseason, and the future. Later in this hour, Lomas Brown on the Lions' important road trip to New England. Lions did cut Austin Siebert, the kicker, so it looks like Michael Badgley will be the new kicker and elevated from the practice squad in time for the New England game on Sunday. We'll hear from Lomas and Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort. All the great things happening in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. He will be by. Our Bud Light huge question of the day. Speaking of that Draymond Green, Jordan Poole punch video, what punishment, if any, should be handed down on Draymond? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. Add Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on that huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. All of our social network interaction is presented by the Denver Nuggets G League team, the Grand Rapids Gold, who now will play their home games this season in downtown Grand Rapids at Van Andel Arena. You can get tickets at the usual ticket outlets, and the first game at the Van will be on Thursday night, November 10th. And follow the Grand Rapids Gold on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram. And if you miss any of our interviews, hours, full shows, our podcasts are free and we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, and more. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts. Earlier, I had a chance to talk with new Tigers team president Scott Harris about the future of the team in the Motor City. I do want to welcome in one of the best hires, the Tigers, probably cornerstone hires that I remember. Sparky Anderson, Pudge Rodriguez was a cornerstone hire when they were rock bottom, and then they gave us 2006 through 2014. I thought A.J. Hinch was a big hire last year, well, a year and a half ago. And then when I got wind out of nowhere that Scott Harris was leaving the San Francisco Giants, where as GM he had really built a great organization, helped build a great organization, he now would be the Tigers' president of baseball operations, I called Ben or emailed him inside the Tigers front office and said, I need to talk to the guy. So I do want to welcome in the new president of baseball operations for your Detroit Tigers. Mr. Scott Harris joins us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Welcome in, Scott.
Hey, Bill. How you doing?
Good. So you're there in San Francisco. Giants have one of the premier programs, big league level, minor leagues. When do you get that call or somebody reaches out to you and says, you know what, Chris Illich and the Tigers are interested in you moving to Detroit and running the Tigers?
It's funny you ask. We were in Minnesota, and the Giants were playing the Twins, and I was walking into Target Field for the start of that series, and my phone rang, and it said Illich Holdings on it, and I thought to myself, man, I better answer this call. So that's how I first heard about it.
So they kind of gauge your interest a little bit to see if there's something there, and it begins a conversation that led to your introductory press conference. The big reason, and I liked what you said when you met the media on why you took this job. For the people listening across Michigan who didn't hear that, why did you make that move from the Giants to the Tigers?
You know, it was a really tough decision for me. Not only had the Giants organization been an excellent group to be a part of, but I grew up in that area. I grew up just south of San Francisco. I think the reason I decided to leave was as soon as I got to Detroit for the interview, it just felt different here. You know, when I landed and I started walking around with Chris Illich and hearing about his vision for the organization and seeing the passion that the fan base had for this team, it just felt a little different to me. As I dug a little bit deeper into the organization and noticed, you know, the commitment that ownership has to winning, the young players that exist, the potential to, you know, earn our way to the top of this division and the resources that were going to be provided, you know, it felt like an opportunity that was too good to pass up. And I'm really thrilled that they trusted me to take this position, and I can't wait to run with it.
You know, Scott, I've always told everybody in my, I'm from West Michigan, love the state, but, you know, in my radio work, I've worked all across the country and for ESPN Radio and CBS Sports Radio, but there's something unique. And I do a statewide sports show, and we talk about the Detroit teams and the, you know, state schools and the state high schools and sports athletes and stories. This state and the Detroit metro area, you have about what I call five spots in sports. New York, obviously, Boston, Chicago. I think Philly to a point where there are just diehard traditional fans who love your team no matter what. They may complain. They may not show up if it's a bad season or not what they expected. But the passion that sports fans in the state of Michigan have for their teams, I admire it and hear it every day.
I feel the same way. You can't take that for granted. That is special when that exists in a city. And I've seen it firsthand. That exists here. Detroiters love their sports teams. You know, in fact, as soon as I got here, I felt like I was being pulled in the in college football. I had the Spartans pulling me towards them. I had the Wolverines pulling me towards them. I'm trying very hard to stay in the middle right now. But it speaks to the passion that, Detroiters have for their sports teams. And I know when it comes to the Tigers, it's a whole another level of fandom and passion and energy. And I've certainly felt that in my short time here, and can't wait to see more of it going forward.
Yeah, because you have the California roots and you grew up in Menlo Park, like you mentioned, Redwood City, south of San Francisco, went to UCLA. So now with UCLA and USC, you're part of the Big Ten family. You really didn't move that far, Scotty.
Yeah, I think the Big Ten's taken everyone. They took UCLA, they took USC, they took me. So I'm happy to be here.
All right, so biggest challenge. Just early on and when you were looking into taking this job, what do you think is your biggest challenge in making the Tigers a champion again?
You know, I think there's a lot of work to do here. If we're going to get to where we want to go, we're going to need contributions from up and down the organization. I think, you know, our primary focus, as I outlined in the press conference, is taking control of the strike zone on both sides of the ball. We need to find players that can dominate the strike zone, and we have to develop the players that we have now to make sure that they're in position to dominate the strike zone. If we can build a team that dominates the strike zone, we're going to win a lot of games here in Detroit. I think that's the primary focus right now, but there's a lot of work to do this winter and beyond to make sure that we put this team in a position to win consistently.
You know, my brother was a second round pick of the Brewers back in the early 80s, and he runs a baseball academy, and he hates the launch angle. He thinks it's killing swings across America. He thinks there's too much analytics. You need a balance. And the launch angle, he says there's a different look to swings and major leaguers. You wouldn't see it with Aaron Judge, but your thoughts on the launch angle and also how much analytics will play a part moving forward with Scott Harris as the Tigers president?
Yeah, I agree with him. We need to find a balance. You know, one thing that I think is misunderstood about analytics is that it's not a totally different way to evaluate players. It's just an additional source of information that can help us make better decisions. When I look at analytics, I just look at it as part of the puzzle. You know, it can measure some things that we can't see, but scouting can see some things that we can't measure. And we need to look at every source of information if we're going to make healthy decisions here that are going to help us build a good baseball team. With respect to the launch angle, you know, I think that has become there's been a little bit of a stigma surrounding that recently. I think the underlying logic is, you know, ground balls are outs in the big leagues. These defenders are too talented. They're too athletic, and they're positioned well to turn ground balls into outs. So we want players that can lift the ball. We want players that can hit the ball hard and in the air. And sometimes that's, I think, oversimplified into, you know, trying to find an optimal launch angle. I don't really look at it like that. I want to find players that can, you know, first dominate the strike zone that we were just talking about, and they can make loud contact in the air. And so that's what I'm going to be focused on when we're building an offense here.
Scott Harris is president of baseball operations for the Ilitch family and also your Detroit Tigers, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. Looking at your resume, you worked in the Major League Baseball office, you interned with the Nats and the Reds, and worked under Theo Epstein, Chicago Cubs, inside their operations and their front office. Who'd you learn the most from? Where we sit today having this conversation on the Huge Show, who gave Scott Harris the best lesson on how to build a winner?
I don't know if I can answer that question. I owe my career to a lot of people that I've worked with. You know, some that come to mind are Theo Epstein, Jed Hoyer, and Farhan Zaidi. I learned a lot from all three of those guys and many more who aren't necessarily household names. I think some of the things that I learned that helped me along the way is, you know, Theo and Jed taught me that culture can be a competitive advantage. If we're going to build a healthy culture that's forward-thinking and that's challenging us to think about ways to differentiate ourselves as an organization, that can be a sustainable competitive advantage for us. You know, we can learn how to teach, you know, for example, a better slider to some of our pitchers, but the rest of the league's going to catch up. We can learn how to position our defenders a little bit better than the rest of the league, but the league's going to catch up. However, if we have a culture that is always forward-thinking and innovative, that is something that's going to be a sustainable competitive advantage for us, and it's going to help us find new ways to always put the Tigers in a position to be better than the field. You know, I learned countless other lessons from all three of those guys and many more, but that's the first one that I think comes to mind.
When you sat down with Chris Ilitch and you started to talk about taking the job and things you were looking for, how much did salary cap, salary money portioned out for free agents? How much was that part of the conversation from Scott Harris to Mr. Ilitch?
We definitely talked about it. You know, I think as we were talking about it, I understood that the Ilitch family has a strong commitment to winning here, that they are going to provide the resources we need. But I also understood that it's on me to come up with compelling opportunities to make this team better. If I come up with compelling opportunities to get better, I know that the Ilitch family is going to be behind us and they're going to provide all the resources that we need.
So when you said yes to this job, it was green light, green light, green light. Everything was a go in terms of you having full control of baseball operations with the Tigers.
Yeah, the only red light was winter. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
No, I'm not ready either. So, Scott, what we'll do is we'll do the show from California during the winter, and you'll work remotely. And I'll do the Huge Show every day from California.
Sounds great. Where do I sign up?
Yeah, amen. Free agency this winter. I know you're just on the job, so it's tough to really break down a really disappointing baseball season for the Tigers Nation. But will you be active in free agency, or is it too early to even go there?
I think we're going to be active in all avenues to get better players. We're also going to be active in developing the players that we have. So I can't really comment for a variety of reasons on specific individuals. I also am working with our existing staff here to identify the profiles that we will be targeting. But rest assured, we are going to be very active throughout my tenure here with Detroit, because I think there are always opportunities to get better, and we're going to work very hard to seize every opportunity that we're presented with.
You know, Scott, different voices, change in leadership can really spark a team, a business, a family, a school, any level. And I really, really mean this sincerely, and I'm a pretty straight shooter when it comes to sports in this state. I love the hire. I love your resume. I love what you did with the Giants and the culture and the team and the mix between free agents and maximizing the farm system. And I look forward to more conversations and seeing what the product is on the field and off the field in Detroit.
Thanks, Bill. That means a lot to me. Let me know when you're back in the ballpark. I'd love to meet you in person.
Yeah, you bet. I'll talk to Ben, and we'll do that. I'll sit down there and give you my breakdown on every player, every game, okay?
Sounds good. And tell me which free agents to sign, okay?
Okay, I'm going to do all that. I'm basically your general manager. You're going to hire me. We'll do a press conference. That's one other thing I wanted to ask you. You will hire a GM, right?
I intend to. I don't have a timeline for that decision. There's a lot of work to be done to assess this organization and the strengths and then the areas of improvement before I can identify a skill set that I need. But I intend to hire a GM, and you know, it might be you, Bill.
That could be like a Disney movie. All right, Scott, enjoy the weekend. I know you got a million things on your plate, and it's good to have you in Detroit and good to see the Tigers playing some decent baseball to close out the season.
Sounds great. Thanks for having me on. Have a great weekend.
All right, Scott Harris. He sounds like he's, what, 35?
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
In the Den with Dan Dickerson.
DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE, only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The Scott Harris era officially began yesterday, and now we get ready for the offseason. And man, is it going to be busy. The Tigers' new president of baseball operations has made it clear that he's going to make a lot of moves in the months ahead. What will they look like? Well, while the Tigers will likely spend some money on a big-name free agent, the bulk of the moves will likely come by way of trade and lower-cost free agents signed to 1 or 2 year deals. As for the players Harris will be adding, first, think young. Then think about guys who have the skills he's looking for. Hitters who have an understanding of the strike zone, can hit a fastball, and make hard contact. Pitchers who know how to throw strikes and do soft contact and get swings and misses. Whatever happens, this is going to be one of the most active and interesting off-seasons in franchise history.
Huge here for the Grand Rapids Gold. They're the Denver Nuggets G League team, coached by former NBA All-Star Andre Miller. And they'll be playing their home games in downtown Grand Rapids at Van Andel Arena. And the Gold's home opener in GR will be Thursday night, November 10th. If you need tickets, quick link, follow the Grand Rapids Gold on Twitter, Facebook, or just Google Grand Rapids Gold. Their home opener is on Thursday night, November 10th at Van Andel Arena in downtown GR.
Whether it's jackpots or colors of the rainbow, seven's a special number. At Meijer, it's no different. Get more for your money with 7 for $7, no luck required. Mix or match specially marked items. Buy seven or more and get each for a dollar. From Campbell's tomato soup, Meijer frozen vegetables, to Meijer facial tissue, there's so many ways to 7 for $7. Plus, locally grown large jack-o'-lantern pumpkins are buy one, get one 50% off. Shop the same low Meijer prices in-store and online. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. We originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio each and every day. Bud Light, huge question of the day. With the video now being released of Draymond Green punching Jordan Poole, what do you think the punishment should be for Draymond? You can answer that question on the Twitter poll at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Social network interactions presented by the Denver Nuggets G League team, the Grand Rapids Gold, who play their first game in Van Andel Arena on November 10th. Get your tickets. Just search Grand Rapids Gold. Google them, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Let's go talk about a must-win situation for the Lions if they want to salvage this season, taking on the Patriots on Sunday, a banged-up Patriots team. The Lions 1-3 after three home games and two crushing losses. Lomas Brown from the Lions Radio Network is standing by on the Meyer guest line. Welcome back, my friend.
Hey, Hughes. How are you, my good man?
Man, I'm trying to keep my enthusiasm. I was at that game last Sunday, and if you would have told me they score 45 against Seattle, I would have thought they would have won that game by 21 points.
I mean, it's bad. Like somebody said, the best comment I heard is if they had a bad defense, they would be 3-1. You know, if they had a bad defense. I mean, it's just unbelievable, man, where this defense is right now. And just, I mean, and it's everywhere, Huge. It's in different areas you can see. You know, it's fundamentals, it's tackling, you know, it's getting off blocks, you know, things that, you know, are fundamental things that, you know, and then it's mental things, you know, it's misalignments, miscommunication, you know, that's getting them beat and getting them put in bad situations. And of course, the old self-inflicted wounds with penalties. So, I mean, if you add all that in, I mean, it's hard to be good at anything when you got that much going against you.
Through 4 weeks, the Lions are averaging an NFL-high 35 points a game and a league-high 437 yards per game, but they are 1-3. And like you said, with that offense, they should be a 3-1 team, but the NFL, you don't get do-overs. And now they're rolling into New England, and there's Matt Patricia. There's a banged-up team. I know it's on the road, but Lomas, it's not hyperbole. The Lions have to win this game to salvage the season.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. With anybody's eyes, they know that this is a must-win. I mean, I even say I thought Seattle was a must-win. So you know I'm on double high alert with this game. I mean, we got to go there and beat them. But I'm telling you, New England is looking at the Lions the same way. They're looking at the Lions where we could get right against them. You know what I'm saying? We could go in here with some of our backups, and we should be able to do this and this and this to them. So that, I'm telling you, it's at the point where they have to win this game. I mean, you're right. If they don't win this game, I mean, the enthusiasm, everything is gone. And basically, you could say the season is gone.
Mac Jones, who missed the Green Bay game, where Bailey Zappe, the rookie fourth rounder out of Western Kentucky, was fantastic. Jones was back for limited practice this week for Belichick and the Patriots. Zappe is ready to start if it's a go. New England's 1-3. Detroit's 1-3. They will keep scoring points, but at what point, Lomas, if you're Dan Campbell, and I know he talked about changes after the game and Monday during his weekly presser, what are those changes that can help this team hold on and win games and give that offense a chance to carry them? Something we all knew was going to be the case going into this season, and I don't know how the coaches didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, Hughes, I know the underlying thing is that you got to make a change in the coaching, but it's just too early right now. It just is. That shouldn't be a thought right now to me that's going across the organization. And when I'm talking about coaching, I'm talking about any of the coaches right now, none of them. Because, again, like I say, it's still early. This is the first quarter of the season. We see what we have. But I pointed out a lot of the things that's going on with that defense. And I ain't saying nothing about the offense because you know it's all about the defense. And those things are correctable. Those things, mental errors, communication, you know, penalties, all those things could be corrected. Now, if those were things that couldn't be corrected, I mean, then I would be on high alert. But those are things that the Lions can control and everything. So, to me, it just boils down to, again, the coaches still getting their messages across and these guys stepping up. I mean, huge. Getting your head back around and I know that's easier said than done, but if you're a DB, get your head around. Locate the ball. I mean, just little things like that, you know, and I know I shouldn't be talking like that because I'm well removed from playing, and I know it's a different game, but it's just little fundamental things that kind of get me upset that I see that's going on out there.
How about you just get a stop at home against a team that was averaging about 16 points a game coming in? That you had a road team in Seattle. I don't know if I've ever seen this where somebody on the road didn't have to punt in another NFL team stadium.
Oh, my gosh. It was terrible. And Geno, I mean, I'm not trying to say anything bad about Geno Smith, man, but for the yardage that he was able to get with his legs against us, I mean, shame on us. Shame on us with that right there. Shame on us.
So, Lomas, what would you do? You've been around football all your life. Go back to high school days down in Gainesville, Florida, NFL. Removing coaches right now, what's the quick fix beginning Sunday against the Patriots where the Lions defense can at least get some stops and give them a chance to win?
I'm telling you, right now, with them, we know they're going to give the effort. They're going to fight. They're going to do everything. What I say, and this is the thing that's always been taught to me, Huge, go back, look at the playbook, shorten it or take the best plays that we execute the best. Whatever defense we run the best out of, you know, whatever we do, we're the best at. Take that, concentrate on getting good and getting better at that. And so if you have to take some plays out, if you have to take some formations out, so be it. But get good at what we know we can do or know we're comfortable with and what we've had success with. I mean, that's what every coach has always taught us to do, and that's what we've always done. Narrow it down some. Take it down. Get your best out of there and run it, and get good at running those plays. That's the quickest fix, and that's when they – coaches always say they got to go back to practice. That's normally what you do, some of the adjustments that you make and stuff. So I look forward to them playing a lot better in New England. I'm telling you, it would be no reason why they shouldn't. I mean, I know we still got a lot of injuries, huge, but like you say, they got injuries too and everything, and they're not a good team. I've been watching them on film. There is nothing about New England that really impresses me other than the coaching staff or the coach, Coach Belichick.
Can you imagine if Matt Patricia was calling the offensive plays for New England if he tears apart the Lions' defense on Sunday?
What he gonna try to do, Hughes? Don't think he's not gonna try to do that. Oh my God! Think about that, man.
No.
He can put up,
dude.
He will,
dude. I can tell you right now, if Matt Patricia owns Dan Campbell's team defensively on Sunday, that will be tough for the Lions fans to get over. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I mean that, man. You can't let Matt Patricia look like he's a football genius on Sunday, and the Lions drop to 1-4 and get back on the team charter to Detroit Metro. No chance of that happening without major repercussions.
Well, Hughes, I'm telling you, that's what he gonna try to do. You better believe that. You better believe that. He going to gamble. I'm telling you, with Coach Belichick's permission, I'll look for him to go for him on fourth down, and I'm definitely looking for some trickery from them. I'm telling you, man, he going to roll it out against the Lions. You can believe that. And it's a home game for them. You know, they may be limited with the quarterback. You know, they may be limited in that aspect. But you better believe he's going to try to run it down our throat. You already know that. That's what's coming. The Lions better get ready for that because he's going to be bringing it from that perspective.
I'll tell you what, I can tell Lomas has been watching tape and getting ready for the broadcast with Dan Miller and TJ because he used trickeration.
Yeah.
He used the word trickeration.
I'm telling you, he's going to bring it, man.
If Matt Patricia, all right, let's just say for the sake of this conversation before we're done, Lomas, and Lomas Brown, former Lions great, part of the Lions Radio Network, joining us on the Meyer guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. If he tears apart the Lions defense and the Patriots put up 42 and win 42-32, the heat on Campbell and the Lions fans watching Matt Patricia, a guy that we never witnessed, maybe coach one or two games where you're like, okay, maybe he does have something. That's another sidebar to an important game, and you're 1-3. If you're 1-4 after Sunday, my Lord, where do you go if you're the Lions?
But Huge, and you already know, I already let everybody know that I'm biased. Dan Campbell was my guy. We played together for a couple of years. That's my guy. I'm biased. So my answer to that question right there is that guy across the field from us, he helped cause some of the problems here. He's the reason why we're still trying to patch up some of these holes. So don't give him too much credit. I know you're right. If the optics would look ugly if he does that, just what you said. But don't forget, he caused a lot of the problems and the misery we got here in Detroit, too. He's responsible for some of it, too. So he just can't get off the hook that easy and stuff. But I understand where you're coming from, my good man.
That's why on the flip side, Lomas, I mean, we have to wait and see what happens Sunday. If the Lions' defense shuts down Matt Patricia's offense, whether it is Bailey Zappe or Mac Jones is able to play, then that's a good thing that Patricia couldn't even do anything against the worst scoring defense in the NFL, right?
There you go. I'll take that.
They got it. Both sides here, Lomas. I know he's your guy, but you know the NFL, man. You watch Hackett. You watch Hackett struggling with the Broncos. NFL, you get paid millions. This isn't a high school program or college program where you get 5-6 years to turn it around.
And you're right, Hughes, and I know Dan does, too. I know he realizes that, too, you know, having been a player. So he knows, and having been fired from, you know, the Miami job. So he knows that, too. All them coaches know that. All them ex-players know it, and I know it, too. It's a business. It really, you got to win. You got to win in this business. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. Wayne used to tell us that all the time. It's all about winning. Nothing else matters. So you're right. You're absolutely right about that. And believe me, I know Dan knows that. And they need to go out here and they need to win this game. We need to win this game on Sunday.
Safe travels out to New England. I look forward to listening to you Sunday with Dan Miller and TJ Lang.
Thanks, my good man. Take care.
Yeah, Lomas Brown. I like it. He has an honest opinion. They can't lose. Matt Patricia can't tear up the Lions on Sunday. That can't happen. They just got to win. I don't care if they win 2-0 on a late safety. Bud Light, huge question of the day off the Draymond Green video now released from the Golden State Warriors practice where he just cold cocked Jordan Poole, former Spartan, former Wolverine. What should be Draymond's punishment, if any? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. Opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. So we have a full Sunday and Monday night NFL action, and you need to download that DraftKings Sportsbook app because they're an official sports betting partner of the NFL, and you can score some huge wins. New customers who download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code HUGE when they sign up can bet just $5 on any NFL team to win and get $200 in free bets if they do. And you can also get in on DraftKings stepped up same game parlay. So you can look at the Lions and the Patriots on Sunday. You can pick how many legs you want. A lot of different things from how many yards Goff will throw for, what will Jamal Williams rush for, first TD score, who wins. And the more legs you add, the more chances you have to win big, huge money. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code HUGE to get $200 in free bets if your team wins when you place a $5 bet on any football game. That's code HUGE when you sign up after downloading the DraftKings Sportsbook app, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. 21 and up in Michigan only. Bonus based and issued on free bets, one boost per eligible game, opt-in required, parlay and wagering restrictions apply, eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
Attention BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Well, here's a chance for both of you to earn $50 bonuses when you sign up through the BetMGM Refer a Friend program. Hey, this is Matt Shepard. Just sign in your BetMGM account and click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state you use BetMGM in. Once your friend signs up and makes a deposit, they'll receive a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, you'll receive a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement and get a $50 bonus every time you refer a friend to BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable site credit. Site credits expire in 30 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Have you experienced Grand Rapids lately? The city is vibrant, growing, and offers up so much when it comes to entertainment, including two fantastic concert destinations, Van Andel Arena and DeVos Performance Hall. Just Google Van Andel Arena and DeVos Performance Hall. You can get a list of the current shows with tickets on sale. Also, DeVos Place is the go-to show and convention destination on the west side of the state. And if you want to experience GR, go to experiencegr.com and plan your getaway to Grand Rapids and West Michigan. And speaking of West Michigan, I do want to salute the West Michigan Sports Commission for their journey on bringing Grand Rapids major sporting events and building a brand that's big not only on the west side of the state, in the state of Michigan, but across America.
Imagine this. Winning big at Soaring Eagle. And hunting for bucks is your chance to win premium play. $15,000 cash and a 2023 Polaris Ranger. Drawings are every Saturday in October, 7 to 11 p.m. And on October 29th, one winner drives off in a new Polaris Ranger with a $5,000 Cabela's gift card. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for Van Andel Institute Purple Community. Now, they're a grassroots fundraising network powered by the volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve health now and in the future. Learn more at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
Let's go check in with the fun governor, Tim McCullough, who's standing by from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. And Timmy, what's happening at Soaring Eagle?
Man, you know, as we talk about every week, Bill, so much going on from our promotions to our shows. We're going to start with promotions today. We're digging for gold Fridays in October. How fun does that sound? Not everybody gets a chance to do it, but we're doing it right here in Mount Pleasant. Hourly drawings, your chance to win up that $5,000 in premium play. The way it works, we're going to break it down for you. It's going to be so much fun. When you're thinking about digging for gold, it really gets people excited, and I get excited. We're going from 7 to 11 p.m. on Fridays. You're going to be able to dig your hand into our treasure chest full of sand and hidden coins, and hopefully you can win yourself up to $5,000 premium play. And then on October 28th, hourly drawings, we'll have a chance to win up to $5,000 cash. So we're going to switch it up totally and give away the money. Also, Saturdays in October, you get to win your share of $58,000 in cash and prizes. And the way that's going to go down from 7 to 10 p.m. for $1,500 in premium play. And 11 p.m., the first four Saturdays, we're giving away $15,000 cash money. And 11 p.m. on Saturday, October 29th, one lucky Access Club member will win a 2023 Polaris Ranger North Star Edition, as well as $5,000 gift card to Cabela's. How much fun is that? Now, that's hunting for bucks right there, if I don't say so myself. And I know you would agree, Bill. For sure.
I agree. I tell you, you're digging for gold. You're giving away, trucks and hunting for bucks. Things are happening at Soaring Eagle. This is all out of Timmy's personal account.
100%. I'm giving it away now. Little shout out to the Peppers. Anyways, Clay Walker with special guest Billy Dean, October 15th. He'll be in the house bringing his country to our stage. So get those tickets as they go fast. A lot of shows selling out. Sebastian Maniscalco will be in the house October 21st. Two shows, 7 p.m. and 10:30. He's just that funny. Get tickets. They are going fast. And then, one of my favorites right here, 40th anniversary tour, Christopher Cross with special guest John Waite, October 28th. That's a killer Friday night, so make sure you get tickets and come out and check out all that great music right there. And then we have November 4th, Jodeci will be in the house bringing what they bring to the table, and that's a whole lot of R&B right there. Babyface in concert, that's going to go down November 11th. Then for the ladies, we're bringing Hunks of Show November 12th. That's one you don't want to miss right there. If Bill doesn't come on stage, maybe I will. I don't know. We're just throwing it out.
You better hit the fire alarm if I come on stage.
Understood.
If
understood.
I'm wearing a banana hammock on stage with Hunks the Show, they're going to be going out the aisles at 130 miles an hour.
Or throwing that much more money because they know you need help.
If I collected 100 pennies, it would be a shocker if I'm in the banana hammock dancing with Hunks the Show.
Make it hail is what they say.
I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get up there and go, body, body, want to feel my body, baby, such a thrill.
The visuals that are going out right now.
I love it.
Insane,
I love it,
baby.
All right.
And then we also have Johnny Mathis. Let's just switch it right here.
Oh, that's a good segue into Johnny Mathis.
I know. Let's keep it safe here. December 3rd, which is a big deal. And then Loverboy Night Ranger live in concert.
Ooh.
December 9th. Loverboy and Night Ranger. That
sounds
great.
Cool. That's a flashback
right there.
Yeah.
You know all the hits right there. Little River Band and Ambrosia, December 17th. And then December 27th, this guy knows how to party. Flo Rida will be in the house. This will be his house right here. Flo Rida is a great show if you haven't been to it. I've seen him this summer, and I'll tell you what, everybody is happy from beginning to end. It's just an amazing show. Flo Rida really knows how to bring the party to everyone. So a lot of things happening. Come on out Friday, Saturdays. We're doing it big. And always having a good time here at Soaring Eagle. Everybody's a winner just for being out of the house, Bill.
By the way, all the shows, the tickets, the promotions, everything Timmy just talked about, go to SoaringEagleCasino.com. That is SoaringEagleCasino.com. Also download the Eagle Access app. And don't forget about live sports wagering inside the Ascend Sportsbook and Nightclub. So Saturdays and Sundays during the fall, football Saturdays, football Sundays, all the action happening at Soaring Eagle in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. Again, SoaringEagleCasino.com. Follow them on Facebook and on Twitter and download the Eagle Access app. Timmy, we'll talk in 7 days.
Let's do it.
All right, Tim McCullough, the fun governor, joining us from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan.
Big, bad, huge.